3. Growing up in a school. My mother started school when she was 6 and stopped the same term. She was unusual in the village as she had a father and brothers who encouraged her to go to school. She was the only girl in a class of boys. She carried her bag of books proudly into school and claims she was brighter than the boys. But every day she would leave behind her girl cousins playing at home and she envied them. There seemed no point in going to school to just end up cooking, cleaning and bringing up children. So one day, she sold her books for 9 annas, spent the money on boiled sweets, and never went back. Her father said nothing. She says he didn't even notice, as he would set off early every morning after a breakfast of cornbread and cream, his German pistol strapped under his arm, and spend his days busy with local politics or resolving feuds. Besides, he had 7 other children to think about. It was only when she met my father that she felt regret. Here was a man who had read so many books, who wrote her poems she could not read, and whose ambition was to have his own school. As his wife, she wanted to help him achieve that. For as long as my father could remember, it had been his dream to open a school. But with no family contacts or money, it was extremely hard for him to realize this dream. He thought there was nothing more important than knowledge. He remembered how mystified he had been by the river in his village, wondering where the water came from and went to, until he learnt about the water cycle from the rains to the seas. His own school in the village had been just a small building. Many of his classes were taught under a tree on the bare ground. There were no toilets, and the pupils would be sent to the fields to answer the call of nature. Yet, he says, he was actually quite lucky. His sisters, my aunts, did not go to school at all, just like the millions of girls in my country. Education had been a great gift for him. He believed that lack of education was at the root of all Pakistan's problems. Ignorance allowed politicians to fool people and bad administrators to be re-elected. He felt schooling should be available for all, rich and poor, boys and girls. The school that my father...